You are tuned in to Community Connect on 2MFM Muslim Community Radio. And right now, it's time for the segment Then and Now. Let's take it back and rewind back to a time when the fridge didn't exist. There are many things we take for granted, like refrigerators. They work hard all day and night, 365 days a year, without a break. If we're lucky, they will last for a very long time without a hitch. Their sole purpose? To keep our drinks cold and food fresh or frozen, ultimately resulting in fewer trips to the grocery store. But we are instantly reminded of its importance to our daily lives when the power goes off or the unit fails, putting our food safety in jeopardy. Life without a fridge might seem unimaginable. Believe it or not, it is possible to live without refrigeration. Long before the advent of home coolers and freezers, the problems of food storage and preservation had been solved. But this invaluable knowledge has been largely forgotten by our modern quick and easy society. There was a time where people preserved food without refrigeration. So, what did people do before refrigerators were invented? Let's find out. Turn back the clocks to the ages of hunter-gatherers and the notion of storing foods wasn't even a thought. Whatever food was hunted and gathered was simply consumed. As time changed though and hunting for food diminished, people had to start finding ways to keep food fresh. That's when people started pickling, smoking and curing foods. Historically, preservation of food was a necessity. Without stored foods, starvation and malnutrition were very likely, and often people relied heavily upon seasonal items. Now, that's fine in the harvest time, but come certain periods in the year, seasonal foods alone would not suffice. And what is more, harvest bounties could be plentiful if only the produce didn't spoil. So what techniques did they use? And how did they preserve their food? The food articles like meat, fish, fruits and spices were dried in the sun and then preserved. Other food preservation techniques include treating food with salt and spices, smoking fish and meat, and pickling in acidic brine. How did people keep food and drinks cool? Well, natural sources such as streams and caves were a great cooling option. The deeper the cave in the earth, the cooler the air would be. Streams also offered a way to cool things faster due to the flowing water moving around the object. As the ages progressed, other solutions developed, including holes in the ground, nooks in wooden walls, and storing in cooler locations such as basements or in wooden or clay containers. Community cooling houses were an integral part of many villages to keep meat, fruit, and vegetables stored. At various points in time, ice houses were built, often underground or as insulated buildings, and these were used to store ice and snow sourced during winter to keep foods cold during the warmer months. There was also the ice box, which referred to a wooden insulated crate with ice and essentially what Australians refer to as an esky. However, we've modernised it with materials that offer longevity and colder cavities. In some countries, ice was purchased so households could use an ice chest, which was three insulated boxes, which is similar to a fridge cavity. Ice was placed in the top box and food in the middle and a tray in the bottom to catch the water, which dripped down as the ice melted. So before refrigerators came along, people couldn't necessarily keep things from perishing with the available technology or natural resources, so they gathered as they needed. And it wasn't until the 1800s that the idea of a fridge started to take form, and over the forthcoming centuries is the necessity we know today. And thankfully, we don't need to go to that much trouble these days, as our fridges are finely tuned to keep our food fresh at just the right temperature range. Besides, if a fridge does develop a fault, efficient and timely repairs can be carried out by specialist engineers. And while fridges make it easy for us to have a steady supply of healthy and nutritious foods, it can just as easily be used to store foods that are not good for you. You may also tend to overeat because you have them within reach. The steady rise in obesity and obesity-related illness in the late 20th and early 21st centuries emphasize the importance of learning to manage your daily calorie intake and of limiting the unhealthy foods you bring into the house. Not only that, we've also loaded our fridges with heaps and heaps of food that sometimes go untouched and result in being thrown out. So although the fridge comes with numerous advantages, it also has contributed to the rise in food wastage and overeating.